Vegas like the back of your hand now, all the time you've been spending here?
Yeah, a little bit, man. I've been out here for a while. It's hot out here, but, you know, try to stay in the gym.
You don't got the humidity, though, out here like it is in San Antonio.
Oh, yeah, not at all. Yeah. San Antonio went back, it was like 100 every day. It was crazy.
Jacques was saying on this team in the summer, they're trying to get you to do some things that you didn't necessarily have the chance to do during the season. What are some of those things? What you're doing, how do you think you're handling
this? Dribble the ball a little bit, you know, show that I could make plays for myself and create plays for my teammates. So that's about it. Just wanted to see me on the offensive end.
Why were you getting a little bit more comfortable there in the second half, being that type of player in the offense?
First half, you know, we let Corey get the ball and go at the other team a little bit. And at the beginning of the fourth quarter, Jock started calling me for the screen and roll and started making plays.
You spent a lot of time off the ball during the regular season. I mean, the majority of your time. What is it like stepping into a role like this where you're kind of the prominently the ball handler in the pick and roll late in the game like that?
It's a big difference, you know. Like you said, I was standing that spot enough, and now I'm learning to shoot off the dribble, coming off ball screens, just trying to get my ball handle better. And also got to learn how to pass. So just been working on all that during the off season.
Did you do any of that stuff at San Diego State? Was that your game there?
Yeah, I came off a lot of picks at San Diego State, pin downs. Some 3-5 pick and rolls, so just getting a little feedback from what I know.
Is that something that you look forward to doing more of?
Oh, yeah. You know, I don't want to be standing a corner guy my whole career. You know, I like to take control of the game and, you know, just be a focal point to help my team win. So just hopefully, you know, my career goes on, I get better and those things start to work for me.
You feel like now that you've been through one season in the NBA, things will be a little more natural to you, a little more second nature than they were as a rookie?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm coming in. I know the plays and, you know, situations and spots on the court. So, yeah, it's definitely going to probably be an easier season. But, you know, the NBA is never easy. So, since I get better, so it's going to make more opportunities for me on the court.
During the season, Jacques Vaughn is your assistant coach. Now that he's the head coach out here, have you noticed any kind of difference in him? Does he do anything differently or approach it differently? Or is he more vocal?
Yeah, he's just more vocal, but he takes it seriously like he does during the season. You know, he's the head coach now, so everybody's listening to him, so he's talking to us, and he's doing a great job.
I noticed he came over to you during a timeout or something at half court and was giving you some instruction. What was he talking to you about there? I think it was the first half.
I can't remember.
What was that select team experience like for you over the last week?
Oh, it was fun. You know, playing with the all-stars at the NBA, competing with them every day. And even the guys my age or you know, second-year, third-year players, just competing against them was fun. Also, just same talent level and everybody competing hard. It's the best basketball I have.
Did it open your eyes any about how hard people work in this league to get to that level?
No, I knew how hard people work. So, but I'm just glad I got the chance to be right in front of them and just take a look for myself and being hearing about it.
When you're around a bunch of elite guys like that, does their confidence start to rub off on you at all? And just kind of fit in with
them
a little bit?
I guess, you know, gain a little confidence by playing against them. You know, they're the best players in the NBA, so go against somebody else, you know. They're not them, but, you know, you just got to go after it when you're on the floor.
Talk about your first summer league experience. That's for all it is, your first. There was no summer league last year.
It was fun out there. Everybody was competing hard. Got a great group of guys for our summer league team. The Hawks players were competing hard, and they showed good sportsmanship. So it's fun out here.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks.